Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to recap, during the chapter on showing respect and honoring the scholars, the ulama, the elders, the people of goodness, showing preference to them over others, elevating their seating places and acknowledging their statuses. So last 2 days we did hadith. One hadith we did where Hazrat Abdullah ibn Sahal radiallahu anhu, he was murdered in Khaybar at a time when they had a peace treaty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had signed a peace treaty with the Jews, that the treaty that was in place is that these Jews would stay there and they'll remain in Khaybar, but they won't interfere with the Muslims. At that time, Abdullah bin Sahal radiallahu anhu was murdered. So his brother Abdul Rahman and his two cousins, Huwayisa and Muhayisa radiallahu anhum, they had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to narrate their story, the incident, that this is what had happened. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman, he began to speak because that was his brother, but he was the youngest of the Jamaat that came to report this story, this incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he started speaking to report that what had happened to his brother, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped him, said, "Kabbir, Kabbir, from this Jamaat of yours, let the eldest person speak." In other words, showing respect to the older person, that when there's a Jamaat coming to report one story, then the older person should be given the responsibility, or not only the responsibility, but given the respect of, because everyone could have told the story there, but out of respect, let the senior person speak. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching. Then we did after that the hadith and the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showing so much of respect to those that had become shaheed, those that had passed away. Now because of the number of shuhada that were there, so now two people were placed inside. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask that which one of them knew more Quran, and then he would be given preference. And then yesterday's hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that I had seen myself in a dream using a miswak, and two people came to me, one was older than the other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the dream now, I gave the miswak to the younger person. And then I was told in the dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I was ordered in the dream that give it to the older person. In other words, even that level of respect. Under this we explained very quickly that if people are sitting in a haphazard, in other words, in not a very formalized manner, then you start with the older person or the elder person, the most respected person in that gathering. That is the right thing to do. However, if people are seated in a very organized way, in other words, in like a circle, for example, and something is distributed, then you should ideally start from the right, moving to the left. Today's hadith, عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من إجلال الله تعالى إكرام ذي الشيبة المسلم وحامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه والجافي عنه وإكرام ذي السلطان المقسط رواه أبو داود. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that part of respecting the majesty of Allah Ta'ala is to honor a Muslim who is elderly. A Muslim that is elderly, to honor him is part of honoring the respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great thing. It's not a small thing. To honor the respect of Allah ta'ala is a very, very great thing. It's a very important part of our deen. But one way of doing it is to honor an elderly Muslim. Next part of the hadith, and uhamil al-Qur'an ghayri al-ghali fihi, and honoring that person that is a hamil al-Qur'an, that person that is a hafiz al-Qur'an, honoring him. What is meant by غير الغالي فيه? The one that does not exceed the bounds. Ulama explained, give two explanations to this. Does not exceed the bounds. Here means that he does not delve into those things which Allah Ta'ala has kept ambiguous. Allah Ta'ala deliberately left it. We don't know the meaning of it. Now deliberately he doesn't go and try and make up one meaning of the Quran. For example, simple example, Yasin. We all read Yasin in the morning. What is the meaning of Yasin? What is the meaning of Alif Lam Mim? What is the meaning of Taha? And like that, the other things in the Quran Sharif, that we don't know the exact meaning. So a person doesn't go now and try and deduce and make up one meaning for it. What Allah Ta'ala had left ambiguous, what Allah Ta'ala left unknown, we also leave it unknown. So that is what is meant by one explanation of غير الغالي فيه. This person doesn't go into unambiguous things and start make up his own interpretations. The other is a person doesn't exaggerate the pronunciation of the Quran. He doesn't overdo that tajweed, and doesn't overdo it. In other words, this type of Hafizul Quran, a person should should respect him. This is part of respecting the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third part of this hadith is that a person shows respect to a just ruler. Islam encourages us and teaches us that when there's a ruler in place, then he must be respected. Why? Because for order to take place, the leader should be respected. Here when he's a just leader. And then when the person doesn't, he may have some faults, he may have some flaws, but he should be respected. Similarly, when a person is going in a jamaat, then Allah Ta'ala makes it such that one person gets appointed as the Amir. And now that was the decision of Allah Ta'ala, that this person becomes the Amir. So he should be respected. Here the hadith is mentioning that he's just ruler, but the analogy can be used also for a person that is made the Amir, the person that is appointed in any point, in any position of zimidari. He's given a zimidari to do something. Because of that zimidari he is given, that respect, that extra respect is given to him. That extra respect is shown to him. This is part of respecting the grandeur and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not a small thing to respect the Amir. It's a great thing. It's a very honorable thing. Therefore, we should not take this thing lightly. And like that, any person in any intizami, is put as the leader, as the Amir, as the principal, as the person in charge, and that person should be given his respect. One of the things Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explains, why there's so much of this respect that takes place, is because people don't respect the position that others have got. Person is the father in the house, that position has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is the father, he should be respected. Person is made now the boss, Allah ta'ala made it such that he is the employer and you are the employee, so he should be respected as the boss and the employer. Like that, the person is made as a muazzin, he's got that position as a muazzin, he should be respected as that position of muazzin. Nobody should just come and just give the azan. If they want, really want to, then maybe get permission and give it. But all these things are part of our deen, as we can see here, inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala. This is from respecting the grandeur and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين.